back to Proverbs 14:16. A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. We all have to take risks, but a fool is somebody who doesn't take risks. They just don't care about the consequences, and they're plain reckless. I have a brother, and he is reckless. There is nothing that I have ever let him borrow or use or have that he has not been reckless with. At a certain point, you just say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to give you anything. I'm not going to loan you anything. And as soon as I told him that, he got hot-headed, got angry. It was my fault, not his fault, because the stuff that I was loaning him or giving him, I shouldn't have cared that much about, or they weren't that good anyway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. One of the behavior characteristics of a fool, male or female, is when they talk about their mother. They despise their mother. When you hear somebody who despises their mother, you've got a fool on your hand. Here we have one of the primary indicators of a fool. A fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. Do I have to explain this? I shouldn't have to. In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but a foolish man devours all he has. Another sign of the foolish is they spend it as soon as it comes in. And when they need it, it's not there. Sign of wisdom is somebody who conserves, somebody who saves, somebody who knows that there will come a day when these things need to be done, and they will have them. Proverbs 29:11. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. I'm always amazed that even in the church, how many people will come up to me and said, well, I get really angry and I yell and scream a lot, but then I'm over it just like that. As if that doesn't affect anybody else. This is foolish behavior. And to try to excuse it by saying, well, I just have to vent. Venting is a fool's conduct. And the wise person keeps themselves under control or finds a different way of saying or doing what they want to do. I don't care what the psychiatrists say or the psychologists. If you're somebody who likes to fly off the handle so that you can get it out, and then say, I just don't understand why people don't understand me and don't want to be around me. Well, I understand. So does the Bible. The wise man has eyes in his head, but while the fool walks in the darkness. I don't know, sometimes when I'm driving around town and I'm following somebody and their car is sort of weaving back and forth, and I'm looking inside the car and I find that their head is turned and they're talking to the person beside them. And if this continues for very long, I just pull to the side of the road and park for a while until they do whatever it is they're going to do. The fool walks in the darkness. And finally, the fool folds his hands and ruins himself. The fool thinks that there's always tomorrow. He can fold his hands. He doesn't have to work hard. And it shouldn't ruin him. The next section we have is the impact on parents of being stupid. The Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs 10:1. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother. I have a brother, and my father figured out fairly early on that he was a fool. And so my dad just dealt with it. He took his pleasures where he could. But for my poor mother, my brother was always her son. And she just could not figure out emotionally how to cut that tie and face what he was. I remember one time he was about 35 years old, and my parents had loaned him money and given him money, and he had threatened them, and oh, it was a mess. And my mother called me and my youngest brother to meet her at a restaurant. We went to the restaurant, and my mother said, "Dean, Jimmy, I think your brother Steve lies." And I looked at my youngest brother, and he looked at me, and we looked at my mother. We looked back at each other, kind of, should we tell her? So my youngest brother, Jimmy, he says to my mother, he said, "Mom, I would have been more shocked if you had asked me whether he ever tells the truth." She just still can't give up hope. And it's just a constant grief to her. Proverbs 17:21, to have a fool for a son brings grief. There is no joy for the father of a fool. A foolish son brings grief to his father and bitterness to the one who bore him. A foolish son is his father's ruin. I'm not going to read the second one. You can read that for yourself. We'll pick that up sometime next spring. Different subject. Everybody get that? All right. The relationship between stupid persons and folly or helplessness. Or that there's a fool who's called the helpless person, but the stupid person is always doing things, saying things that lead them to be helpless. So there's a relationship between the two. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. But the folly of fools is deception. Meaning that you can identify a fool because they are in trouble all the time because they believe something that's simply not the truth. The folly of this stupid person is more or less that they can't face the truth. There are some people who, well, as Jesus said, the poor you will always have with you. And one of the reasons that that is that there are some people who are absolutely committed to the idea that everything that's going wrong in their life is somebody else's fault. If you talk to them and they say, well, I lost my job. Or they say, I lost my job. And you say, well, why? And he says, well, I had a stupid boss. My wife left me. Why is that? I don't know. She said something about the fact that I didn't treat her very well. I go, well, did you? I don't know. I was never at home. The folly of fools, the helplessness of fools, is that they believe a lie. Generally, they believe lots of lies. The next thing. The wealth of the wise is their crown, but the folly of fools yields folly. Jesus made a statement when he was dealing with his disciples. He says, wisdom is known by her children. The children of wise behavior is good things. And sometimes people who are trying to do good things, you kind of have to look at what happens to decide whether they've taken a wise course or not. It's the same thing. If a person constantly ends up helpless or in some sort of ridiculous situation where they're being taken advantage of all the time, you kind of have to say, well, they must be fools because they never can seem to get out of this helpless state. Everything they do, instead of leading to freedom, instead of leading to prosperity, instead of leading to all good things, it leaves them helpless. They need help. They just can't get there by themselves. And that's a sign that you're walking foolishly. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes folly. This deception, this helplessness, this stupidity. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. I have run into people, and so have you, when they should be reading a book that has good things in it, and they should be learning something about something important or something significant or something truthful. They're watching Jerry Springer, or they're reading The Inquirer. And then they wonder why they can't figure it out. Remember, I had a school teacher who was addicted to these movie magazines. She was an English teacher, too. It just drove me crazy. All right. Every prudent man acts out of knowledge, but a fool exposes his folly. Again, if you believe the wrong thing, if your facts are not right, it won't be long before everyone knows. And as a dog returns to its vomit, so the fool repeats his folly. I knew a young man who got recruited to sell encyclopedias. and he didn't make any money, and so he quit. And I saw him about 6 months later, and I said, "Well, did you get another job?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, what was it?" He says, "Well, now I sell magazines." All right. The stupid person. What happens to the stupid person? The waywardness of the simple will kill them. We talked about that last week. And the complacency of fools will destroy them. The fool thinks that they don't have to change, that things will just continue the way they are, that they don't have to make any efforts. They somehow have this optimism that they can continue to believe lies, they can continue to do foolish things, they can continue to become more and more helpless, and yet things are just bound to get better, and they're not willing to make any changes. I talk to a lot of young people, and I remember talking to a young man who was trying to get his life together. He was about 3 months from graduating from high school and trying to get his life together, and I had worked with him and confirmation, and he wanted to quit school because he was having such a tough time. And he had been such a goof for so long. Now that he was starting to try, nobody would take him seriously. I was talking to him. I said, "What are you planning to do?" He says, "Well, I've got a friend." And I said, "He quit school." I says, "Can you believe it? He's making $9 an hour at the car wash." And I said, "Do you plan to get married ever?" "Oh, yeah." I said, "Do you know that you have to make $25,000, $30,000 a year if you're going to make it?" "Well, that sounds about right." I said, "Is $9 an hour $25,000, $30,000 a year?" "Well, I was pretty bad at math," he told me. I said, "Well, I'm pretty good at it." "It doesn't add up." He said, "I'm going to be okay." I said, "No, you're not." The complacency, his sense that even if I do nothing to change the way things are, it's going to be okay. The complacency of fools will destroy them.